Hello again, everyone. We trust you're all keeping well and you've had a good week and you're enjoying your summer and you're staying safe and most of all that you're knowing God's blessing. Over the last number of Fridays, we've been giving some reasons why we believe the Bible to be the Word of God. It claims to be the Word of God, but I know that there are many skeptics who will say, well, that's not enough. Listen, it's good enough for me. But there are many evidences of inspiration as we open the Scriptures. Historically, scientifically, prophetically, and then the Lord Jesus Christ authoritatively set his seal upon the Word of God. But there's another reason why we believe the Bible is the Word of God, and that is the very testimony of salvation. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Hebrews tells us that the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Peter speaks about being born again by incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. In Romans 10, Paul said, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." In the Gospels, the Lord Jesus Christ told a parable about a sower who sowed the seed, and it brought forth life whenever it was sown in good soil. And the seed represents the life-giving Word of God. The Bible has the power to change lives. It's a wonderful privilege to know the Scriptures. It's a wonderful thing to have the Scriptures in a language that we can understand. And the message of the Bible essentially is very simple. There are parts of the Bible that are difficult to understand, but all in all, the message of the Bible is simple. The eternal God, without beginning and without end, created all things by the word of his power and saw that it was good. Then sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all men. But because God is a God of mercy and love and grace, he provided a way of deliverance and salvation, a way to be reconciled to your God, and that is through the person and work of Jesus Christ. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Bible records the redemptive plan of God in the person of his Son, the coming of Christ into the world, and it assures us as well of his coming again. Now the Bible says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the word power then is the Greek word dunamis, from which we get the word dynamite. It speaks of explosive power. And the word of God is quick and powerful. God's word has changed multitudes of people. All throughout the Bible itself we see lives that were changed by the power of God. Jacob, the twister, was changed into a man who was upright and honest. Rahab the harlot was delivered through the word of God. Manasseh, the godless, idolatrous king, was changed by the word of God. Naaman the leper was healed because of the word of God. Mary Magdalene was delivered from seven devils by the word of God. The demoniac of Gadara was delivered whenever the Lord spoke to him. The prodigal son is a story of a young man who came back to the father's house, bearing in mind the father's word to his heart. Zacchaeus was changed by the words of Christ. The dying thief was given assurance by the word of Christ. Nicodemus heard the word of Christ in John 3, and his life was transformed and changed. The Ethiopian eunuch had Isaiah 53 expounded to him, and his life was changed. Whenever the Lord spoke to Saul on the road to Damascus, his life was changed. Cornelius, a morally upright man that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, whenever Peter came to his home and expounded the word of God, his life was changed. So it was with the jailer at Philippi when Paul and Silas pointed him to Christ and expounded the gospel to him. His life was transformed. And so it was with young Timothy, who knew the word of God from a child. It brought forth fruit in his life. And I can testify that it's been the same in my life as well. The word of God has changed this life of mine. God's precious word, which records the gospel of redeeming grace, has the power to change lives. Paul said to Timothy, it's able to make thee wise unto salvation. The word of God instructs us. It gives us wisdom. In fact, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And we live in a world where the word of God is scoffed. But men are doing the most stupid things since they have cast off the word of God. And since they no longer fear God, the result is that there's very little wisdom. And our world today is in chaos. But yet the Bible gives us wisdom to the fundamental questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? What is life all about? Is there a God? How can I know God? Where am I going after I die? The word of God is able to make me wise unto salvation. And throughout the world today, and hundreds may be listening to this broadcast this afternoon, and we thank those who tune in and those who listen, but hundreds of you have been changed and transformed by the power of God's word. And I believe that there are others who are listening in, maybe skeptical. And as you read the word of God, as you listen to the word of God, as you consider it, meditate upon it and respond to it, your life can be transformed and changed as well. The Bible is a holy book, inspired by a holy God, penned by holy men, and it's able to make unholy people holy. It is the power to change lives. Multitudes can testify to the wonderful experience of God's salvation, of life and meaning and purpose because of the Bible. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. God bless you. See you next time. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. God bless.